The first letter that arrived here with my actual name on it came from a court.
What had you done?
Lived somewhere for 8 months.
That's not a crime.
It isn't, but I owed the borough for every one of those months, and I hadn't paid a penny of it, because nobody had told me I was supposed to.
They'd have written first.
They wrote 4 times, to the occupier. Nobody in this country keeps a list of who lives where. There is no register you appear on, no office you report to when you arrive. So the council writes to a building and hopes somebody opens the envelope.
I moved in 3 weeks ago, and nobody's asked me anything.
Nobody will. That's the shape of the place, and it took a summons to show me. 4 layers can reach into your life. They have completely different powers, and not one will ever tell another that you exist.
Start at the top, then. The government already knows I'm here. I have a visa.
The immigration side knows. It tells nobody. The tax office is a different building with a different list. So is the licensing agency. So is the department that pays for schools.
What can that layer actually make me do?
3 things, and they're all money or paperwork. Hand over a share of what you earn. Keep a car legal, which means licensed, insured, and tested. And make sure any child of yours is being educated.
Not that they attend a school.
That they are educated. School is the normal way. It isn't the requirement.
And the tax I'll sort out at the end of the year.
If you're employed, you'll never file anything. Your employer takes it out before you see it and reports what it paid you. That's the one place in the country where the state finds you without being asked, and it isn't the state doing it. It's your boss.
Then that layer runs itself.
It runs itself while somebody is doing payroll for you. Stop being employed and the silence is instant, and the silence is now your problem. Nobody rings to say you've become responsible for it.
What do I have to go and get from them?
The number that makes your pay work properly. A correction when they guess your tax wrong, because what they send your employer is a guess and it can be wrong for months. And if you drove abroad, a swap of your license, which has a clock on it that starts the day you arrive and sends you nothing when it runs out.
Nothing arrives.
A camera notices. That's the arrival.
Next layer. The mayor is above the council, so he's who I escalate to.
He cannot touch your bins, your doctor, your child's school, or your rent. Not one of them.
He's the most famous politician in my life.
He is. He runs the transport, the police, the fire brigade, a planning rule book the boroughs have to fit inside, and the charges for bringing a car into the middle. That is the list.
That's a strange list.
It's the list of things that only make sense at the size of a whole city. Nobody wants 32 boroughs each running their own underground.
So what can he make me do?
Pay to drive. Genuinely, that's most of it. And it's the one place 2 of these layers are properly wired together. A camera reads your plate, the National Licensing Register hands over your address, and a penalty is on your doormat within a fortnight.
The layer that couldn't find you to give you a doctor can find you in a fortnight to fine you.
Yes.
At least the driving fines all come from one place.
1 car, 3 separate governments. The borough fines you for where it's parked. The mayor fines you for driving it in. The police deal with how you drove it. 3 envelopes, near enough identical, and paying the wrong one settles nothing.
And I vote for him.
You vote for him and for 25 people whose job is watching him. They can question him and push back on his budget if enough of them agree. They cannot pass a law.
And outside London?
This layer either doesn't exist or is being built right now, over people who haven't noticed.
The borough then, bins.
Bins and about 40 other things, and it's the layer that touches your weak most and gets thought about least. Rubbish, streets, parking, planning, libraries, the pub license, the housing waiting list, a duty to do something if you become homeless, and the enormous quiet one looking after old and disabled people. That eats most of the money.
Not hospitals.
Never hospitals, and not doctors either. Your health is run by people you cannot vote for at any level. That's worth sitting with for a second.
And the tax for all that is the one that got you.
The bill lands on the home, not the person. Whoever is living there owes it, which means the tenant and not the owner. And nothing starts it. You go and tell them you have moved in.
And if I don't?
They find you eventually and bill you back to the day you arrived. Ignore that, and this is the fastest set of teeth in British life. You lose the right to pay monthly, so the whole year falls due at once. Then a court order in weeks. Then enforcement agents at the door or money taken out of your wages. In England, prison is still on the books for it. Rare. Real.
For a bill?
For that bill. The tax office will argue with you for 2 years. The borough will not.
What do I have to go and ask them for?
Nearly everything good. A discount if you live alone, which they will never offer you. A parking permit. A school place.
The school handles that.
The council handles it. Even for schools, it doesn't run. One application through the borough, your choices in order. There's a deadline, and nobody writes to tell you the deadline exists.
And if I miss it?
You still get a place. They have a duty to find your child one. They have no duty at all to find one near you, and that's the sentence that ruins people's years.
What about a nursery?
Different again. The money is national, the nursery is a private business, and you claim it through an account you have to open yourself. 3 layers in one pushchair.
You said the borough does something about landlords.
The best thing on the map, and almost nobody knows it's there. The borough has a team that can come into your flat, look at the damp, and order your landlord to fix it. The only place one of these layers reaches sideways and takes hold of a private person for you.
Health next. I'll register with a doctor when something's wrong.
Wrong order. Registering is the door, and the door takes time. Do it in your first week while you don't need it.
What does the door open?
Everything. Specialists, scans, repeat medicine, screening invitations. You cannot ring a hospital consultant and ask for an appointment.
And in the middle of the night?
Small things, a pharmacy, and they treat more than people expect. Anything you can't judge yourself. There's a number you ring, 111, and they tell you where to go. If somebody's dying, 999 and the emergency department.
So the emergency department is the fast lane.
It's a different lane. They deal with what's urgent and hand you back. Turning up to skip a waiting list buys a long night and a letter to the surgery you should have registered with.
And what happens if I ignore the health layer completely?
Nothing. No fine, no letter, no deadline. It's the only one with no teeth at all, and it's the one you actually need. That asymmetry is most of why people who move here get this wrong.
Last one, my building.
This is where government stops. From your own front door inwards, it's contracts, and the people on the other side of them do not work for the public.
My landlord.
Your landlord. Your rent is the biggest thing you pay all month, and the only one going to a private individual. Everything protecting you around it was bolted on afterwards by law. Behind him, usually somebody who owns the whole building, and between them, an agent who manages it.
The agent's there for me.
The agent works for the owner. The roof, the lift, the lights in the corridor arrive as a service charge you did not negotiate. From a company you did not choose, hired by somebody you will never meet.
Then I stop paying it.
You can challenge it. There's a tribunal, it's cheap. It takes an argument about a rent rise as well, and hardly anybody uses it for either. Just refusing makes you the one in the wrong.
What can they make me do?
Pay and live the way the agreement says. That's the list. And here's what surprised me most. They're the only actor on this map who cannot punish you on their own. To get you out, they need a judge, then court officers. Doing it themselves is a criminal offense.
So the one who can't touch me is the one I'm most frightened of.
because the reverse is worse. If they simply do nothing, no heeding, black mold, no answer, nobody arrives either. There's no inspector doing rounds. You go down a layer and fetch the burrow, or it stays broken.
You've mentioned voting twice now, and I'm not registered.
Nobody will do it for you. It's run by the borough, the same building that bills you, keeping a completely separate list and telling one does not tell the other.
Nothing comes at all.
One thing does. A form to the household once a year asking who lives here. One of the very few things that turns up uninvited, and ignoring it is itself finable.
And then I can vote in everything.
Depends entirely on your passport. The people allowed to vote for the national government are not the same people allowed to vote for a mayor and a councillor. Plenty are entitled to one and not the other and never find out.
Anything else I have to go and get?
Photographic identification for the polling station itself. If you haven't got any, your borough issues one free and you ask for it. And the register you land on has a second version that gets sold to companies. You're on it by default. You come off it by hand.
Of course you do.
Say the whole thing back to me.
Four layers. The national one takes money and paperwork and only finds me through my employer. The mayor runs the moving parts of the city and can charge my car. The borough bills my flat, schools my child, and has the hardest teeth of the four. My building isn't government at all.
And what comes to you?
A bill, a fine, a form asking who lives here.
Add one, a summons for jury service. Four things arrive here without being asked, and two of them want money. Everything else, the doctor, the school place, the discount, the vote, the permit, the tribunal, the team that leans on your landlord sits perfectly still and waits forever, and costs nobody anything while it waits.
That's a system that works beautifully if you were born into it.
It is. Nobody built it to be cruel. It just never had to introduce itself to anyone before.